Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman with another top story from the archives of the Bugle podcast. The late Queen, also known as Her Majesty or Banknote Betty, was pretty busy back in May 2011. I was joined by John Oliver for Bugle issue 155 entitled The Queen is on Fire.
Top story this week, an American president in London. And Andy, President Obama is like Def Leppard at the moment. He's on a massive European tour. And judging by the newspaper reviews, he's rocking the shit out of it.
And he's got a drummer with one arm.
Attempting to, in the words of the great Leppard, take the relationship between America and Europe and pour some sugar on it. Andy, the media are always going to have varying takes on
how... Do you know that song, the origins of that song, John? It was...
I don't, Andy.
Advertising jingle for a wheat-based cereal.
Anyway, really?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, because they might want to... yeah, that's a very interesting take.
Yep.
Def Leppard might have been a good jingle writer for Old Bubbly Bastard as well. Especially if they wanted to come up with, like, a cherry Old Bubbly Bastard line. Or diet Old Bubbly Bastard for the ladies. But I will say, Andy, that my reaction to this trip in general, my point of view, the big takeaway from it is that the Queen is on fire at the moment, Andy. Just when you write Big Liz off, she comes back at you hard. She's like a Mexican boxer. She can take a metaphorical punch to the face. 2001 has been a vintage year for the Queen machine. First,
that was this is 2011, John.
Yeah.
That's 2001.
Yeah. Did I just say 2001?
You did, mate. You did,
mate. 2011 has been a vintage year.
Yeah,
for the
that's
Queen
much
machine.
Better, mate. That's much better. So you gave me the creeps there. You thought I thought I was supposed to do my debut Edinburgh solo show, and was woefully unprepared. Whereas in fact, I'm merely woefully unprepared for for this year's one.
First, she had the royal wedding that not only blew the world's mind, but also unleashed Pippa Middleton's A-bomb on the planet. And in fact, just like the literal A-bomb, Andy, Pippa's posterior is really supposed to be only used as a global deterrent. Don't try anything stupid or we'll detonate it again. Last time we set it off, 2 days later, Bin Laden was dead. Coincidence? I dare you to find out. Then, there was the island tour last week where the Queen struck such a perfect balance, no one seemed sure whether she actually apologised or not. And now... she's making the President of the United States come and have dinner with her. She's never been more relevant, Andy. She's back on the world stage again.
Yeah, but you say that, John, but her having dinner with the President pretty much thrust our two countries back to the brink of war, John. Because after a long period in which your and my countries, Britain and America, have got on quite well, gone on a load of exciting overseas expeditions together and stuff, we are... Yeah. On the precipice of mutual destruction, John, because your self-styled president, Barack Hussein Obama, perpetrated the ultimate insult to my proud nation. He spoke during the national anthem, John.
He did.
You cannot do that. The problem is an overeager band cracked into the Queen's theme tune, and Obama just kept on crapping on about, I don't know, how to make the world a better place or some shit like that. And the world's most important and inviolable song, a song that expresses the thoughts and desires that beat in every British heart. I really hope a pretend man I don't believe in goes out of his way to look after a very rich old lady who's already probably got private healthcare, her own personal trainer and a pretty decent intruder alarm system in her house. But anyway, he talked right over that, John. He talked right over the Queen's song. And there was a look on her face as he did so. As he did so, and look on the face of Her Majesty... who is pretty much as majestic as you could expect an 85-year-old granny to be. But the look on her face was priceless. Her eyes kind of flickered left and right in confusion, and she seemed to be on the point of saying, what the f*** is this, Big Horse? Are you trying to rap over my song? Are you remixing my jingle? And it's not the first time the Obamas have caused mayhem in the British Constitution,
it's
John.
It's true.
Because last time, Michelle Obama, she went right up and cuddled the Queen. And I believe whispered in her ear, come on, tell Michio what the matter is, baby. And, of course, cuddling the Queen is a definite risk, bearing in mind what happened when the Australian Prime Minister Paul Keating copped a fondle of the Queen's arse in the 1990s, of course, led to an unreported nuclear strike on the city of Canberra. And Keating spending the rest of his life in solitary confinement in a jail on the Outer Hebridean island of Whack. Anyway, that's all facts.
Yeah, Michelle, you're right. She attracted real criticism last time for putting her arm around the Queen during a photograph when protocol clearly dictates that, and I quote, you don't touch the f***ing Queen! It's the first of three key rules, Andy. You don't touch her, you don't spill water on her, and you don't feed her after midnight. Actually, I think those last two rules might be for gremlins. I always get the two confused.
Oh, but it's true that the Queen has got a coating of cesium, so if she's exposed to water, she gets pretty explosive.
But yeah, for those Americans that maybe weren't aware that there has been this huge problem this week, because America, unlike Britain, hasn't had its streets on fire all week, President Obama slightly mistimed his toast to the Queen. He opened with To the Queen, which was the cue for the band to start playing the national anthem, only to then try and shout the rest of his toast over the top of it. It was classic slapstick, Andy. It was like something out of a Naked Gun movie, but without Leslie Nielsen punching the Queen in the face. And as is tradition, after a protocol infraction like that, the Queen will now retaliate to tally the score and thus restore diplomatic relations between the two countries to its previous state, which means that the Queen will now travel to America, where she will loudly talk over the playing of the Star Spangled Banner. Buckingham Palace has announced that the national anthem in question is going to be just before a San Diego Padres game, and that the Queen will shout Delia Smith's recipe for banoffee pudding over the top of it before demurely travelling back to London. President Obama delivered a key speech to both houses of parliament in Westminster Hall, where he said that the special relationship between the two nations was founded not only on a shared history and language, but common beliefs and values that have united our people throughout the ages. Going on to say under his breath, apart from that whole War of Independence thing where we'd rather have been dead than have anything to do with you, but apart from that, you guys are the best.
He did reference that in one of the things I saw him say. He was saying that our relationship got off... I can't remember exactly what he said, but he made some quip about the tea. But,
whoa.
Yeah.
He made a quip about the... Is that still f***ing funny to him, Andy? Oh, I'm glad he thinks it's so amusing now.
Yeah, well, he can do that because he's not a real American, is he, John?
Yeah, oh, I guess that's it. Yeah. I guess that's it.
He's from Kenya, Indonesia or something, isn't he?
Hawaiian, Kenya, Indonesia. He also said that the UK and the US are at a pivotal moment in their relationship and that profound challenges lie ahead. That's suspiciously vague, Andy. That sounds less like a speech and more like a horoscope. Profound challenges lie ahead. I think he forgot to write a speech until the last minute and was reading pieces of paper that he was frantically pulling out of fortune cookies. Britain and the US should look to the lucky number 7. When stress is around, try and see positive in the actions of others. Tuesday might be a good day to try a new venture. To the Queen. Oh, one more thing. Oh, shit, not again!
But, so yeah, Big Billy President gave a nice little speech in which he said something along the lines of, good things are good, bad things are bad, we both like good things, and we both dislike bad things. Hooray, let's fill in the details later. And got big standing ovations, big props from the reviewers, and it's certainly true that, you know, it's one end of a sentence from another. But there seems to be some dispute over how to get the world out of the financial mess that it's in. But both him and David Cameron, they said they want to achieve sustainable growth without leaving a mountain of debt for future generations. And this, to me, John, is naive and unnecessary. Because tell me, John, what is wrong with piling up debt for our children and our children's children and our children's children's children, assuming the Human Rights Brigade have not outlawed humping by then, of course. Because what is wrong with that? Why can't they just pile it up for their children and their children's children and their children's children's children, safe in the knowledge that one day, inevitably, the world will end? And then we'll basically have got the whole of planet Earth for free. It's a f***ing bargain, John. That's basically how top-level economics has been working for the last 25 years.
Right, you've just got to
have the barefaced balls to see it through.
Yeah, until the planet as a whole declares an explosive bankruptcy. One of the more eye-catching events during the trip was the two first ladies hosting a barbecue in the back of Downing Street. That's a phenomenal idea, Andy. And again, I think the Queen missed a step there, and she should do that in the future. Put her kiss the cook apron on, stand behind a grill, asking heads of state how they like their burgers done. Medium well coming up for Prince Albert of Monaco. Actually, give it a couple of minutes, one thinks it's still a little pink.
But there was a look. There's a great photo in the paper of David Cameron attempting to serve a sausage with a look on his face of kind of disgust and confusion, as if to say, "Oh my God, is this what the riffraff eat nowadays?"
Also, the President David Cameron had a game of table tennis in South London. They played doubles against two school kids, and that seems like a cop-out, Andy, to be on the same team. I think they should have played against each other. Putin would have done that, and he'd have done it with his shirt off. Now, one report of the game said the president's competitive streak quickly came into full relief, sighing when they missed points, high-fiving when they scored, and making excuses when the ball fell just short of the table. Tennis is a sport, Obama said, trying to comfort Cameron on one of his missed shots. Well, I wish he'd gone further than that, Andy. Just screamed, "Come on, David, get your f***ing head in the game! Paddle up, Cameron, I came here to ping-pong!"
Well, happily, the Queen was not literally on fire, but if you want to see the Bugle metaphorically on fire, come to see the live shows through March across the United Kingdom. Tickets and venue details at thebuglepodcast.com. Thank you for listening.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.